not a lot's changed, obviously, as you know, but there was an announcement that we wouldn't play any cricket till July the 1st. I think that was, yeah, that was disappointing for everyone. They're all sort of eager to get out there, as we all are, start playing some cricket. But there's certainly a sense of, hang on, we've got to do the right thing first and wait for things to settle and hopefully get over the peak of the virus, understand it a little more, and understand what the landscape looks like moving forward. Everyone puts it into context, but they are desperate to play cricket again. It's amazing when something that you love gets taken away from you, that, how much you crave it.
And of course, the players are one part of a club. You know, you've got your members as well, which I guess you're having to sort of try and keep on board. You've been getting involved on that side of things as well, haven't you?
Yeah, I have where I can. I've been phoning around some of the members just to touch base, just to keep in touch and see how they are, because many of them are in the vulnerable age group. So, you know, as a club, we've been doing our best to make sure they're okay and keep in contact. And I've tried to make a few calls each week and I've touched base with a few, and that's been nice. It's been good to speak to them. They've all been fine, the guys that I've spoken to, and you know, I'll continue to do that over the next couple of weeks.
I guess that the majority of them, but not all, are in that sort of category, aren't they, I guess, a vulnerable category, sort of a slightly older generation. Not all of them, of course, I must emphasise that. But I guess they must sort of welcome people like yourself, actually just touching base with them, as you say.
Well, I think so. A couple have been very thankful that I've called, which is very nice, and nice to speak to them. And most seem to be well connected with family around and seem to have be coping well, to be honest, which is great. You know, I think it's important at this time to make sure everyone's got someone to speak to and someone looking after them if they're needing food delivered, etc. But so far, those that I've reached out for have been fine. And as I say, you know, hopefully they appreciate the cause. I know that I'm not the only one calling around here. Certainly the membership office are doing their bit too, and hopefully we'll reach out to most of them over the coming weeks.
Yeah. I mean, a couple of sort of topics, interesting topics that have come up really whilst there's no live play. Michael Vaughan, the former England captain, speaking on the BBC earlier on this week, suggesting that one way that, or one idea that can help the counties, because of course they'll be financially strapped like all sporting clubs will be, is maybe not have any overseas players in the championship or I don't know, maybe other competitions for a couple of seasons to help counties you know, get financially more stable. What are your thoughts on that one?
Yeah, I think it's important that we see where we are at the end of this and see what the landscape looks like. Look, that's one way of saving costs for sure, but you've got to balance that out against what they offer as well. You know, it's such a big part of county cricket is having the overseas players and what they offer the young players, also the supporters watching. So they're a big part of county cricket. So it'd be a shame to lose them, but we might need to do that financially as a game. You know, that's something that we need to have a look at when things become a little clearer in months to come. You know, hopefully sooner rather than later, and we can start planning. But I do understand where it's coming from, and it's very likely that we are going to need to cut costs in some way.
And the other point he made was, I mean, there may be some Red Bull cricket in some shape or form this year. I think, you know, whether there's a championship, I don't know. But next year, if things look a lot better, he's also suggesting that as the four-day game is a financial drain on counties, that perhaps have less games next year as well to help the counties out. What are your thoughts on that one?
In county cricket?
Yeah.
Championship cricket, you're saying? Yeah, yes. Well, again, I think you've got to look at everything, but, you know, county cricket and championship cricket is a massive part of the game over here in England. So I would certainly be promoting the continuation of championship cricket. You know, the 100 is bringing in more white ball cricket and hopefully more revenue, and that can help balance things out. But, you know, the test team relies on county cricket, developing players through the championship. And obviously a successful England team helps with finance as well, through TV rights, etc. So I think that all these things are intertwined, and it will take time to just work things out when things have settled. And I'm sure a lot of minds will be looking at that once the landscape is obvious and and we know what we're dealing with and how we might then move forward. So there are all things on the table, and very much respect all these opinions, but I think it's important to take stock when we're through and we understand exactly what we're dealing with.